Wednesday, the 22nd of April, Beis Chol HaMoed Pesach, Rabbi Shlomo Feshwater, in Yonei Chol HaMoed.
Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Tuf Ayin Beis, we paskin that after Kaiman, one should eat the Haseba. Eats after Kaiman, it should be the Haseba. The Pichudish brings down that the Rambam doesn't mention that Afrikaiman has to be the Haseba. He only says that the Achilas Matzah, the Kedayis Matzah, has to be the Haseba. But, thank you very much, but Afrikaiman doesn't have to be the Haseba. The Pichudish says that in Yishalmi it also says Pashtus Yishalmi that Matzah does not have to Afrikaiman does not have to be Batseba. The Bichudish in Siman Tuf Ayin Beis also brings this Yisod, and the Bichudish says that the Rambam holds you don't need a Seva, and he brings a Tosfos says that you need a Seva both by the Kedayis Matzah and by Afrikaiman Kishitas HaShulchan Aruch. So it comes out that we have a machlokes Rishonim whether Afrikaiman needs a Seva. Tosfos and the Machabes Shulchan Aruch hold that you need to make a Seva by Matzah, by Afrikaiman, and the Rambam, the Fishitas of Pichudish, holds that Afrikaiman does not need a Seva, and the Rishtait in Yishalmi, according to Pichudish. So we'd like to perhaps understand what is the Svuras of the Machloikas Rishonim, why, whether Afrikaiman needs a Seva. Now, there's a machlokes Rishonim, why do we eat Afrikaiman? The Rosh in other Psuchim says that Afrikaiman is eaten Zeicher the Korban Pesach. There's Mama Mua Zeicher to have a Korban Pesach. So at the end of the Seder, Pesach, Nechal, Alasoiva, at the end of the Seder, one would eat Korban Pesach. Zeicher to the Korban Pesach, we eat Afrikaiman at the end of the Seder. That is the Shittas HaRosh. The Rashbam and Rashi and Psuchim, the Kuf Yud Tes on the base, they hold that the Chi of Achilas Matzah that you have to eat, you're not Yoytzu with the first Matzah, but you're Yoytzu with the Matzah of Afrikaiman. And the Rashbam and Tosfos go into the Shala, if that's the case, why don't you make al Achilas Matzah at the end, and how are you Yoytzer with your Achilas Matzah that you ate at the beginning of the Seder if you're not even Yoytzer Matzah until the end? And the Gibbet Teret, how that works, about the Gemura Bamura, but those who shine him hold that the Matzah after that you eat at the end of the Seder, the Afrikaiman, is that is the matzah of chayva. That's when you're mekayim your mitzvah of matzah. The Rashbam says, and the reason why they make it made at the end of the seder is because zeicher to the matzah hanecheles im haPesach. Because when one ate the korban Pesach, one ate matzah with it, and the korban Pesach one ate at the end of the seder. So memeila zeicher the matzah hanecheles im haKorban Pesach. Matzah at the end of the seed. So we have the Shittas HaRosh, that the Rosh holds it's Zeicha for Korban Pesach, and we have the Shitta of Rashi and Rashbam, who hold this is the Matzah of Chayva, or it's Kavnikva then Zeicha le Matzah Hanacheles im HaPesach. Tosfos Daf Kuf Chof Omid Aleph, and the Bach has a different pshat in Tosfos, but the Maral in Gvuras and Perik Samach Gimel learns like this pshat in Tosfos. The Tosfos says that just like you're not allowed to eat after the Korban Pesach, in order that there should be a time of in order that there should be, that you should remain with the tam of the Korban Pesach. So Chazal wanted that you should have the tam of matzah. The memela that were kaveya that you should eat at the end of the seder matzah, and Tosfos learns clearly you're not yoytzer with that matzah. You're only yoytzer with your yoytzer matzah with the first kezayis. But in order that you should have the tam of matzah, that is how the Moral learns just in Tosfos. In order that you should have the tam of matzah, so you eat another matzah at the end of the seder, and that matzah will enable you to have the tam of matzah remain in your mouth. In Be'emes, that the Moral, when the Moral says it's food and says v'chein kusiv b'toisiv, that the Moral doesn't bring down the Rambam, because the Pashtis Lushan HaRambam is mamish says the same thought. The Rambam says v'acha kach nimshim b'sida v'oichol kol mashi roitz alechol v'shoitz kol mashi roitz alishtu. And then b'zman shebeis amigdash b'achroina he eats mibosa pesach. If his man of there oichu kizayis matzah, ve'eino toyim achrei oklim, kidei shiye hefzik sidusa, the tam busa pesach oy hamatzah b'fit. She'achiluson hi mitzvah. They wanted that you should have remaining in your mouth the tam of a mitzvah. So, we have kamashitis in afikayim. The Rosh learns Zecha the Korban Pesach. Rashi and Rashbam learns it Zecha the Matzah and the Chalas im Pesach, and this is the Matzah with which you're now Yoytzer Yechiyus. And the Rambam learns it's a Hecha Timtzah. Now the Rambam in Tosfos sees the Moral, it's a Hecha Timtzah. How are we going to keep the Tam of Matzah in his mouth continuously, even though he's finished? So the Chayyim Yashbam is Mizyot Medema. Tosfos a clue nicht asay. In Azay Pashtis is the Shittas Rambam that you're Yoytzer with the first matzah. But we want you should have Tam Mitzvah. Now the Shaila is, if you were Yoytzer the Chi of Matzah with your Kedayis tradition, how is this now Tam Mitzvah? What you're eating now is Matzah Dereshit. Leave it down, Rabbi Yitzhak. If you'll have a potato that will taste exactly like matzah, the standard man are there. If you can make powder sausages, you can make a potato that will have mamish exactly the time of matzah. So, those are down, Rabbi Yitzhak. Will you be yoytzer afikayim with a potato? This matzah, if you're not makayim the mitzvah with matzah, the chayla, it's no different than if you were to eat a potato. Not a whole bereg. It's the chayla dafnan zogin that the Moral goes to Shetusai. Because the Moral in Simon Memches in Gvurus, the Moral says that however much matzah you eat b'leil Pesach, you're mekayim the mitzvah of achilas matzah. So the Moral says, when you start off the seed that you eat your kezayis matzah, you're yoytzer your chayva. Now if you continuously eat matzah, so each time you eat matzah is a ribi in the mitzvah. In the Moral Zuk, v'chein hi shittas harambam. The Moral learns, that's the shittas harambam, and Azay brings the Bach, this is the shittas harambam, that the Rambam holds that however much matzah you eat b'leil Pesach, you're mekayim the mitzvah of matzah. You have to eat a kezayis, but the more you eat, is the more ribi there is in the mitzvah of matzah. Ibazoi, it is their push it. That the Moral is Shetusa, he learns like this. You eat matzah, kezayit, tishayna, that's your chiyah, that's your chay. In order, but whatever matzah you're going to continuously eat during the season, you're still makayim a mitzvah. So Chazal and Amitzakim, you have to eat another bit of matzah at the end of the season. And that matzah is considered matzah's mitzvah because of Fishitas HaMoral and the Rambam that are they all given, that are all considered matzah's mitzvah. So Memeila, you now will have tam mitzvah b'fiv continuously, and that has to be the last thing you eat at the seder. And if Tosfos holds like that, the chayrus mistaba of Tosfos will also go with the shittak. The Tosfos mistipik in afikayim, whether that like the Rashbam, that it is a mitzvah, whether it's a fast and Tosfos, it's two shittas, but the Tzad that Tosfos holds that you're yoytzer a matzah b'rishayna, so the achrayna will be a key mitzvah matzah, just like the Rambam and the Maral. Ja, aber der Rambam halt nicht das. Der Rambam sagt nicht, dass er Zeichel Pesach. Passt es. Der Maral lernt aus dem Rambam. Der Bach hat ein anderes Schaff in Rambam. Der Rambam, der Maral lernt aus Afrikaimen, ist mehr nicht, als Kedaya soll haben, als er lernt in Teusus. Als Kedaya sagt, kein Nichach bei Teusus, aber der Rambam sagt, heute dieselbe Sache bei Teusus, als er haben der Tam Matze, der Tam, the Tam Matze befit. Maybe not Kiyum is like, but it's a ribby in the mitzvah, but you're not machiyah to do it. Is Oibazai, is Yetzlam a tzikin to the shala whether you need Haseba by Afrikaimen? Now the Rashi holds that Afrikaimen is Zeichel Karban Pesach. It's very pushy that you need Haseba by Afrikaimen, because what you're doing is Zeichel Karban Pesach. Just like the carbon Pesach was eaten by Seiba. It's Mistabach, as Alam Asakim, you mean, as the Zeich of Adam. According to the Rambam learned that this isn't Zeich of anything. No, all it is, it's a Heicha Timsa that you should have Tam Matzah the fifth. So the Emes, Achilles Afikaimen in itself, is not an Avoidah, as I say, it's a Heksha. How am I going to get Tam Matzah the fifth? I'm going to get Tam Matzah the fifth by eating a little bit of Matzah at the end. So Memeilo Oibazoi is the Emes Tabas to Zogin that you would need Haseba. Memeilo the Pichudish says that the Rambam holds you don't need Haseba Bafikoyman. The Chayda the Rambam is the Egit Lishitusa, because the Rambam who holds it's only Eichatimsa should have Tam Matzah. According to the Rambam, you don't need to have Haseba. Lamasa Abba, the Pichudish says the Taisus holds you do need Haseba. And we saw that Taisus has a starkest start to go with the same shit of the Rambam, that the reason why you're eating Afikoyman is in order to enable you to have the Tama Mitzvah. Of the Kenz under the Pshat is as well. Gesuk, Tama Mitzvah is only because the Afikoyman that you're eating is Matzah. And whatever much Matzah you eat is a Mitzvah. So Oibazoi, Enochaname, it's only a Hechatimtsa that you should have the Tama Matzah. But how are we going to get this Hechatimtsa? By being Mekayim, the mitzvah of Matzah. So Memela lands Taisus. So if it's in order to be Mekayim, the mitzvah of Matzah, so therefore you have to eat it by Seba, just like Matzah is eaten by Seba. But do those down to Santazach. Oh, there you go, now we're going to. Oh, yes, Gan and Mamish doesn't take it. He's doing to Santazach. In Ikis Moshe and Achayim, in Chelik Beis, Simon Samach Zayin. He brings a Sira. He brings a Sira in Mishneh Berurah. And the Emes, Adova Pela, that nobody has gestalt l'chayre on an often a Sira in Mishneh Berurah. What happens if you don't eat Matzah Haseba? What is the halacha? Is the Mishneh Berurah in Tuf Ayin Beis? Sif Kutin Tuf Beis. Look the Mishneh Berurah. Mi afekaimon im shuchach leachloi b'haseba. If you didn't eat afekaimon b'haseba, lo yachta v'yachlani. You shouldn't eat it again. Because since you're not allowed to eat after the afikoyman, you've eaten the afikoyman already. And you were yaitse b'de'evet without a sefer. So memeli, you can't eat twice afikoyman. As I looked at Mishneh Berurah in Simon Tuf Ayin Beis, in Tuf Ayin Zayin, in the dinim of afikoyman, looked at Mishneh Berurah as I. The ein tzurich lachta v'lechol. If you ate it without a seiver, ain't surach lachta v'leachol im kusha ula v'lachila. If you find it difficult to eat again, so you don't have to eat it again. Is mashma that if somebody doesn't have a difficult, he should. You know, they look the Sharapsian and I Talad. So the Sharapsian, that you don't have to eat a bedavit, they says, Mamish was these looks fabulous, it's hard. You can be Saimach on the Pichudish. The Pichudish says that according to Rambam, you don't need a favor. So bedavit, you're Saimach on the Pichudish. But he says, you have to make it but saver, and he brings the according to Rashi and Ashbam, that's your Mikzayis Matzah, how could you eat it Shloi Bar Saver? According to them, he says, you didn't need a saver. L'didi, v'ad etzurech lachza. Freit of Moshe, that it's the oftenest seed in Mishnevira. In one place, he says, you shouldn't do it. In the other place, he says, in Kushala, he doesn't have to do it. But the Katchila, he should do it.
He's going to
Look at Moshe. That I was looking for the fan from this season, and he says like this in Simon Tuf Ayin Beis, where he says that you shouldn't redo it. He says there it's talking where he's already benched. So he reminded himself after bench. So he says, so now what you're going to do? He's going to wash and eat again in order to make a face. But he says, maybe you don't need a faith. So it's a brucha she'ein esricha. You've got it in brucha she'ein esricha. Memeila, you shouldn't do. He says in Tuf Ayin Zayin, he's talking where you haven't yet benched. You're in the middle of the seder. So there's no shal of a brucha she'ein esricha. There, you should, if you can, finish kushaloi, you should re-eat the apricot. The loy zechisti lehaven data hakidoyle vakidoysha of the igus Moshe, because although what he's saying is there mistabra, that's not what the Mishnah Bira says. The Mishnah Bira in Siman Tov Ayin Beis says the reason why you shouldn't eat it twice is va'usa lechol shnei pumim afikayim. He doesn't say about his goyim bruch she'ein etzricha. Lechayri means va'leim aftiren acha matzis afikayim. You're not allowed to eat after afikayim. So memeli, you can't eat again because you're eating after afikayim. Often sad that you were yoytli afikayim. Can't finish nachum ulasim. Finish the chavira Moshe. It must be matzik the solution of the Mishnah Brida. Finish it.
Chetah.
Ayin Mishnah Brida is in Siman Tuf Ayin Beis. He's kut nachof Beis. The tzayt of Mishnah Brida is the beginning of Siman Tuf Ayin Zayin in Siv Kutn Dalet in the Sharet Siyim Ochet Siv Kutn Dalet. In the Tach Azay, actually, came and zugn zeh pusha tavod to the emphasis the sfida. The fi is soidai of the Moshe. The fi is chilek, but mit an andere kavuna. Actually, came and zugn azay. This is thought that all the matzah that you're going to eat is a kiyum of the mitzvah, a ribi in the kiyum of the mitzvah. This is a surah that we find in Gedol Achronim and Nishonim, the Gaba Asach mitzvah, the Gaba Lilav. Kesu Mishnah says such a surah, the Gaba Krishma, even the Pasha Shnia, which is the Rabunon, but if you're doing it together with the Pasha Nishonim, the ribi in the mitzvah of the Shinanton, it's a surah for Nishonim. Taisus and Sikkad of Nunbei is Mashma, Chudik Nunhei, is Mashma that Lemush of Samuel takes a lilav and he'll take it again. Each time he'll do it is a different mitzvah. So as Makayan, Abkadakach, the Taisus of Shalah, he should make a brucha each time he picks up the lilav. Because he holds the shitta, that the ribi in the mitzvah is a mitzvah, but he holds the ribi in the mitzvah. Each ribi is fazi chametz. But the Maral, when he brings down the Rambam and the Bach, it's clear that they didn't learn like that. And they learned that what it is, it's a ribi in the mitzvah, but not it's a new mitzvah. So if somebody eats a lot of matzah, Pesach by night, neish the pshat, that each time he's eating, he's mekayim, a new mitzvah of achilas matzah, he has gezucht on mitzvah kiyimis. But they're learning it all butl, it's all part of one long achila. And if somebody will take in one go, five kezesim of matzah, and he'll eat it, so that five kezesim is a ribi in the mitzvah. He was makai in the mitzvah on all five kezesim. Now if he does it intermittently, he's also makai, but it's all part all part of the same is. Vimatana nafkimina. Klaya push it to nafkimina. What happens if he benches? He's finished his achila. Klua, he's finished the achila because he's metallic yudim. Goy medata, shleilech, and he benches. Now, he then benches. So if you learn that each time you eat is a naya mitzvah, so you can establish to say that, or you could say that each time you wash, you need matzah, the bed of place matzahs. The Torah said eat one kezayis, each kezayis that you're going to eat, even at different periods, you're mekayim a mitzvah. Oh, but if you love that it's all butl to the first achila, oibazoi, is mistabas is only. That it's only because man, I'm continuing the achila. But once I finish the achila, I've stopped, and then I'm going to eat matzah. That's just like matzah of shivas yom and tzaychni matzah. They're showing you more makayim and mitzvah each time you eat matzah all Pesach. But it doesn't have that din of being a ribbi in the mitzvah of be'erev tzaychni matzah. Oy vazoy, if you are eating matzah, tzaychat suza, so that matzah has a shem of matzah shal mitzvah. Once you benched and you rewash, that matzah won't have a shem of matzah shal mitzvah. When the Rambam and Tosfos said that you have to have a matzah at the end in order that you should have the tam matzah remaining with you, the tam mitzvah remaining with you, and we explain because each matzah that you eat, you're makayim a mitzvah. That only calls man, you haven't benched. But if you bench and now you're going to eat matzah, that matzah is matzah shalishis. That's like the potato that happens to have the time of matzah. That won't be tam hamitzvah. In Rambam is mediyah, because the Rambam says kishenifturim min ha-seeder, you should eat matzah ba'achrayna, when you're finishing your seeder. And then the ganze Wort Afikaimen is asoi. In the Rishonim state, Rashbam, that the Wort Afikaimen is because the derech was at the end of the seeder they used to eat the Kloyes or the Gizluas, which was the end of Kinuas, so that's called Afikaimen. So Chazal gave this Achila the name Afikaimen, because this is how you're going to be Niftam in our seeder, because that's the way you're going to ensure that the last thing you eat at the seder, which still can have on itself a sham of achila shel mitzvah, that should be the mitzvah of afikayman, that you should have the tam matzah of it. Why about that? So, if we'll go now with Rav Moshe's chiluk, and we'll say like this. The first Mishnah B'riyah, where he says you shouldn't eat, the Moshe Retzach, after he made Birchas Hamuzen. After he made Birchas Hamuzen, what he's now going to eat is not afikayman bechlal. So memeil of about afizish afikayman. What are you doing? You're eating ach afikayman san ista. The Mishabir is telling you san ista. There's no peelus in doing it because the tatish mek Hashem afikayman. Ma'ashehenkein. If you're in the middle of the sea, that you ask matzah without afikayman. What without the seder? So memeil, I have a suffix whether with yaitz or not. So there's an eitzah. Eat now matzah. This matzah will now also become afikayman, because you can eat as much afikayman as you want. There's no limit to how much afikayman you can eat. So memeila, this matzah will also be afikayman, and it still has in itself the tam of mitzvah, because since you haven't yet benched, this matzah has in itself a shemit. Notwithstanding, the only problem is that what we say is mechayda zegit according to the shittas Harambam and Tosfos. However, the Mechaber pashtus like the Rosh, because the Torah pashtus like the Rosh, and the Rosh learns that you're eating matzah zecha lePesach. So if you're eating matzah zecha lePesach, was daf tohuben haseber lechayde on that sad daf is nishnam tuli in the Shem seed. I've been called in the Sanul state. That the Rosh, and he does this in order to explain the Rosh, because the Maral asks a very stark kasha on the Rosh from the Gemurah, but the Gemurah is clear that the reason why you can't eat Acha HaPesach, Acha HaFekoimim, is because of Tam. the Yisod of the Rambam is clue in the Gemura of Sotatim Etam. Take the Maral, that how could the Rosh says that you eat it Zeichel Pesach and you eat it Bachroina, Fala Pesach Nechel Ala Soiva, and the Rekavan Asanul says the Rosh is also maskim to this din, and the Rosh holds that there's two dinim in Afikoyim, and as they state the Kavan Asanul, there were Kaveh Afikoyim Lipsof Zeicha LePesach. But there's another din that they also wanted, that you should have Tamatza B'Fiv. In both dinim are dinim and Afikoyim. So according to the Kavan Asanul, whatever we said, the Fitoisis and the Rambam, we can also say according to the Rosh, was the Mechaba Paskin to the Rosh. And we're ending in the Tavor. Umar the Beluza ben Azariah, Harei Ani Kiben Shivim Shunu, Veloi Zachisi, Shetoma Yitzias, Mitzrayim Beleile. I saw a Dove Nifla, in Sefer Yishiyas Yankiv, in Shochanuch Lachayim. Lachayim is the Mechaba Paskin to Alucha, that a person, all his Masim, have to be L'Shem Shemayim. When he eats, he should eat L'Shem Shemayim. When he sleeps, he should sleep L'Shem Shemayim. Shei kol ma'aseh L'Shem Shemayim, in order to have koyach avodas Hashem. So the Yeshus Yankov of an oath, Zutazavo, and he says like this. The Gemara says in Masechta Shabbos, a testament base, that Lusad Lovoi, Rabbi Yishleidim is going to go to the Ovid. And about the Zun, and Avrum Avini will say, Yimuchi al Kiddush Shemechu. Yaakov will say, Yimuchi al Kiddush Shemechu. Rabbi Nishlayim says, Leibe Sabatama, Leibe Dadika Eitza. I didn't get the answer that I was looking from Avrum Avinu. I didn't get the answer that I was looking from Yaakov Avinu. I'm not looking for the Eitza of Yimuchi al Kiddush Shemechu. We'll go to Yitzchak. So Yitzchak immediately says, Bunecho? They're my children, they're your children. And then he says, let's make a cheshbon. How long does a person live? Shivim shun, 70. And the first 20 years, we don't count. So how much are we left with? Chamshin, pushli chamshin. No, from the 50, 25 of them, half, go away and sleeping. We're not going to count that because they're sleeping. He says, so we're left with 25. Now of the 25, Idach, Tzliya, Meichel, the person does things, he, Zakissa. So that will take care of half of it. So Mamela, how much are we left with? 12 and a half. He says, the 12 and a half years of the Yid's life, will take, he comes in digging, the Baini Shalaylam, Palgalach will divide it, I'll take half and you take half and be Meichel Yiddish Averis. And if you want to take, you don't want to take half, I'll take the Oynish for all these Averis. Chazach Moise Nefesh going after Akeda, Chazach Nachum Moise Nefesh after Yiddish. Look at the Yishis Yankov. So we see from here a formula how many years of a person's life he normally will spend Cholila where there's a potential of doing Averis. So the Yishis Yankov, well, let's now go and have a look at mitzvah. You don't take up the first 20 years, because mitzvah you can do all your life. The first 20 years we take up, because that's Averis that you do, the Cholila Shalai, that's the Mishneh and Aunt Count. But in mitzvah, we have a full 70 years. That's the same formula. Half of it goes to sleep. So how much you left with? 35. Then we take the 35 years and we divide that by 2, because he eats and he drinks and there's a kisser. So how much are we left with? 17 and a half years. So it says there's 17 and a half years of a person's life when he can do mitzvahs in Masim Tov. But if Kol Kavanusov L'Shem Shemayim, so then when he sleeps at night he's Mekayim a mitzvah, when he eats he's Mekayim a mitzvah, all his personal needs are a mitzvah. So then he's Mekayim full 70 years of Avodas Hashem Yizburach. So he says, so it comes out like this, that somebody who's Kavanoisov on Hashem Shemayim, in 17 and a half years of living, he will equal the same amount of Avodas Hashem Yizburach of somebody who lived 70 years, the En Kavanusoi, the Shem Shemai. Omar Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah, how old was Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah? He was in his 18th year, so he was 17 and a half. The Baal Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah was Mekayim, all his Gashmias, the Shem Shemayim. Harei Ani Keben Shivim Shun, I'm like Mr. Average, with Azish Mechav and Hashem Shemayim at age 7. So he says, yes, sir. In Vosis Turi de Machloikis, whether you say you see as Mitzrayim, Balayla, or the Nish. So he says like this. That in Medrushim state, that the Yidin didn't have to work at night. They allowed them to sleep at night. So he says, Oy Badoy, Lecha Oyra, when a person is sleeping, so Chaya Mitzrayim, at night, when they were sleeping, they didn't have a gulis. Because what is the difference if you're sleeping at the Titus Eved, or you're sleeping at the Titus Ben Chayin, you're sleeping. So Memeil Oibazoi, there was no gulis by night. Is therefore, Ein Maskinim, Yitzias Mitzrayim Balayla. Those that argue and hold that Maskinim, Yitzias Mitzrayim Balayla, they are Kachach hold that at night was also a gulis. The Sheikh Yankel, why was the night a gulis? Because those people that are machavim the Shem Shemai, so if by day they can do avodas Hashem Yizburach, so they're sleeping at night is a mitzvah, because they're sleeping in order to be able to do avodas Hashem. But if by daytime they're avudim the paray, so why are they sleeping? Kedei that they should be able to work for paray. So memela they've lost out in their sleep, because their sleep now is not a mitzvah. Their sleep is l'shem avdis. Whereas if they would have done, they would be b'nei chayim. They would the day be oved Hashem. So the night would also be a b'nei chayim dik asleep, because they'd be b'kayim a mitzvah. So memela, according to Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah, who was kol kavanoisov then l'shem shemayim, is the gulas in Mitzrayim was b'layla. And the Mela therefore maskir and yitzias mitzayim balayla. Omer Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah, harei ani keben shivim shunu. So the Mela, according to my shita, that at age 17 and a half, you equal 70, this is the kol kavanoisov, shiyi l'shem shemayim. So according to my shita, we should learn krishma balayla. But I zachisi shetoma yitzias mitzayim balayla.